Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, American Struggle Democracy, Dissent, and the Pursuit of a More Perfect Union is a historical anthology edited and framed by John Meacham. The Pulitzer Prize-winning biographer known for interpreting American political life through moral, constitutional, and civic themes. The book gathers speeches, letters, essays, and other primary documents from 1619 to the present in order to examine how Americans have argued over liberty, equality, citizenship, power, slavery, reform, and national identity, rather than presenting the United States as either an unbroken triumph or a failed experiment. Meacham positions its history as a continuing struggle between democratic aspiration and exclusionary practice. His role was not simply to collect famous texts, but to place them in relation to recurring conflicts over who belongs, who governs, and what the Constitution demands. The result is both a documentary history and a civic reader, designed to help contemporary readers understand polarization as a persistent feature of American democracy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, primary documents turn democratic conflict into the book's central evidence. The defining feature of American struggle is its reliance on primary sources rather than a continuous author-driven narrative. Meacham uses historical documents as the main evidence for the country's arguments with itself. This matters because speeches, declarations, letters, and essays preserve not only outcomes but the language, fears, claims, and moral assumptions of their moments. Readers encounter American democracy as something debated in real time rather than as a settled inheritance. The anthology format also resists a single heroic storyline. By placing opposing or contrasting voices near one another, the book shows that national ideals have repeatedly been interpreted in incompatible ways. Arguments over union, rights, race, reform, federal power, and citizenship are not treated as interruptions to normal politics. They are presented as the substance of democratic development. Meacham's commentary gives orientation, but the documents themselves carry much of the intellectual weight. This makes the book useful for readers who want direct contact with the raw materials of American political history, not only retrospective interpretation. Secondly, the More Perfect Union appears as a process rather than a finished achievement. Meacham organizes the anthology around the idea that the constitutional promise of a more perfect union is aspirational, not descriptive. The book's historical range makes clear that American democracy has advanced through uneven and often painful contests over the meaning of founding principles. The promise of liberty sits beside slavery, dispossession, racial hierarchy, gender exclusion, economic inequality, and authoritarian temptation. This structure avoids two simplified readings of the national past. It does not treat the United States as naturally virtuous, but it also does not reduce the country to its failures. Instead, the anthology emphasizes the gap between professed ideals and political reality. That gap becomes the central engine of reform and dissent. Figures such as Frederick Douglass and the authors of the Seneca Falls Declaration are significant not because they rejected American ideals outright, but because they exposed how selectively those ideals had been applied. The book, therefore, frames progress as argument, pressure, and revision rather than inevitable moral improvement. Thirdly, dissent is presented as a democratic function, not merely opposition. A major theme of the anthology is that dissent is essential to democratic self-correction. The documents gathered by Meacham show citizens, activists, office holders, and reformers challenging dominant interpretations of law, rights, and power. This approach gives dissent a constructive role. It is not treated as noise at the margins of history, but as one of the mechanisms by which a republic tests its own legitimacy. The inclusion of voices associated with abolition, women's rights, labor, civil rights, and political reform demonstrates that democratic stability has often depended on people refusing to accept the boundaries of the possible as defined by those in power. At the same time, the book does not romanticize conflict as automatically virtuous. Some conflicts have defended exclusion, hierarchy, and illiberal power. The value of dissent depends on the moral and constitutional claims it advances. By presenting multiple kinds of opposition, Meacham helps readers distinguish between argument that expands democratic participation and argument that narrows or suppresses it. Fourthly, the anthology links current polarization to older patterns in American life. American struggle is clearly shaped by the contemporary sense that American politics is unusually polarized. Its historical response is to show that severe division is not new. From early disputes among founders to arguments over slavery, Reconstruction, economic power, civil rights, and presidential authority, the collection presents conflict as a recurrent condition of the republic. This perspective is not meant to minimize present dangers. Rather, it gives readers a longer framework for understanding them. Political polarization becomes less mysterious when seen as part of enduring disagreements over race, region, class, religion, constitutional interpretation, and the distribution of power. The benefit of this historical framing is analytical discipline. It discourages nostalgia for an imagined era of consensus and also tempers despair by showing that democratic institutions have faced grave tests before. Meacham's selection of documents suggests that the crucial question is not whether conflict exists, but whether citizens and leaders can channel conflict through constitutional habits, public argument, and a willingness to extend rights beyond inherited limits. Lastly, Meacham's commentary frames history as a tool for civic judgment. Although the anthology depends on primary sources, Meacham's framing gives the book its interpretive coherence. His commentary connects documents across time and encourages readers to view them as part of a continuing civic argument. The aim is not antiquarian. The book treats historical knowledge as a practical resource for judging public life. By seeing how earlier Americans used constitutional language, religious rhetoric, moral protest, populist anger, and reformist ambition, readers can better recognize similar patterns in the present. This is especially important because public debates often invoke history selectively. Meacham's method asks readers to slow down and consider context, contingency, and consequence. The anthology also reflects his broader interest in the moral vocabulary of American democracy. He repeatedly returns to the tension between aspiration and conduct, suggesting that citizenship requires memory as well as opinion. The book's practical value lies in strengthening historical literacy, not by prescribing a single policy position, but by clarifying the inherited arguments that still shape American public life. In conclusion, American Struggle is best suited for readers who want to understand American democracy through its own contested language. It will be especially useful for students, teachers, civic discussion groups, general readers of American history, and anyone trying to place current political conflict within a longer national pattern. Its main intellectual benefit is that it brings readers into direct contact with documents that shape debates over liberty, slavery, citizenship, reform, equality, and constitutional meaning. Its practical benefit is historical perspective. The book helps readers recognize that disagreement alone is not evidence of democratic collapse, while also showing that some forms of disagreement have threatened the rights and dignity of others. What distinguishes it from many narrative histories is its documentary design. Meacham does not simply retell American history through his own prose. He curates voices from across centuries and uses commentary to connect them without replacing them. Compared with a conventional survey, the anthology offers more immediacy and a stronger sense of argument in motion. Compared with a simple document reader, it provides a clearer interpretive frame. Its value lies in combining primary evidence, civic reflection, and a balanced recognition of both American achievement and American failure. If you would like to support John Meacham, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.